Israel responds. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, striking back against Iran days after a missile and drone attack aimed at Israel. Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Tel Aviv.
No nuclear sites were hit. The strike, though, appeared to target a nearby Iranian airbase.
Iran's media is not reporting damage, saying the explosions were its air defenses taking down drones. And there's also this.
That a senior Iranian official told them that Iran has no plans to strike back immediately.
No official comment yet from Israel or Iran or the U.S. A protest against Israel broken up in New York City and
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter is facing trespassing charges after being one of more than 100 anti-Israel protesters to be arrested on the Columbia University's campus. Now, she is also suspended from Barnard College for refusing to leave campus after receiving a warning from senior staff. In response to that warning, she says, quote, those of us in Gaza solidarity encampment will not be intimidated.
Fox's Brooke Singman. They have a jury for the Trump trial in New York. Today, they'll try to finish that, selecting five alternates for the case the former president calls rigged in political persecution. He's charged with falsifying records related to 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. Fox's Eric Shawn's outside the court.
The jury there are a mix of professionals in various occupations. They work in finance, healthcare. There's a teacher. Seven men, five women, all pledged to be fair and impartial to former President Donald Trump. One of the jurors, though, said she doesn't like his demeanor and believes he's selfish. Another had posted a video on Facebook of people on the street celebrating President Biden's 2020 election win.
Now, the president campaigned in Philadelphia, where he got a big endorsement.
I don't want to become emotional, but what an incredible honor to have the support of the Kennedy family.
President Biden was endorsed by several Kennedys, including Kerry, who does not support her brother Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is running as an independent. America's
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listening to... We mentioned President Biden being in Philadelphia. He spent the last 3 days in Pennsylvania, one of the four key states where voters were just surveyed in a new Fox News poll.
The state where the poll found the biggest difference between the candidates was Georgia, where former President Trump is ahead by 6 points. In Michigan, he's ahead by 3. In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, it's a dead heat. Both President Biden and former President Trump with 48% each. Overall, former President Trump seems to do better with independents, but President Biden does even better with suburban women. In Georgia, 21% of black voters favor former President Trump. In Michigan, 19% do. On the issues, voters seem to largely trust President Biden more on health care, abortion, and election integrity, while trusting former President Trump more with immigration, foreign policy, and the economy. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Tomorrow will mark 25 years since the Columbine school shooting in Colorado that left 12 students and a teacher dead, along with the two gunmen who killed themselves. A teenager in Maryland is accused of hoping to carry out his own attack.
The teen talked about targeting Wooten High School in Rockville, as well as an elementary school, and how he wants to be famous. He attended Wooten at one time, but had been taking online courses recently. Police got a search warrant and found internet searches, drawings, and documents related to killings. He's been arrested and charged with threats of mass violence. Jill Nato, Fox News.
With conflict in the Middle East, stocks are falling in markets in Europe and Asia, and futures are down on Wall Street the day after the S&P 500 dropped a fifth straight day. But the Dow rose 22 points at the moment. However, Dow futures are down more than 100. The NHL's regular season ended last night. So has one team's stay in Phoenix, Arizona. The league approved the Coyotes' sale to an owner in Utah, where the team will play next season. The Arizona Coyotes missed the playoffs that start tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.